Right now, we're joined by a senior NFL writer for CBS Sports. He is also the host of the Pick 6 podcast. NFL Draft coming up shortly. Joining us now to break it all down is Will Brinson. My man, Will, what's going on? How are you?
Jim, what's going on, man? I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you, Will. Thanks for doing it. Let me first ask you about that report this morning about Tom Brady not being committed, Will, to playing in 2018. Even though people who are close to him expect him to be back, you've seen the report. What is your reaction to it?
Well, you know, when I woke up this morning, I had the same sort of situation. I couldn't commit to eating breakfast, but I felt pretty strongly that I was going to. And I mean, I think that's sort of where Tom Brady falls, right, Jim? This is a highly competitive guy who has hit the ripe age of you know, 40 and beyond. And I think with the tensions that have gone on between the Patriots and Belichick and Brady and all of that, and you have Gronk reportedly miffed about his his interest in the TB12 diet, it seems a little bit like this is a situation where maybe Tom Brady would like to fire sort of a shot back, just to remind the Patriots that he is, in fact, Tom Brady. Maybe he wants a little bit more cash, but I think at the end of the day, it's just like Ben Roethlisberger last year. This is a guy in Tom Brady who's going to play in 2018, and I don't think he's going to leave him hanging after they traded Jimmy Garoppolo.
Will Brinson joining us. He's the host of the Pick 6 podcast and a senior NFL writer for CBS Sports. All right, Will, what about the other report then? You've got Aaron Rodgers and the report from Charles Robinson that Rodgers is, quote, frustrated, quote, emotional about decisions that were made that involved his quarterback's coach and Jordy Nelson. What do you make of that? I mean, Rodgers himself didn't lend much credence to it. He had that amusing tweet about how the team's official article needed more clickbait. What is your sense then about the dynamic between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
I think what Aaron Rodgers wants is for the Green Bay Packers to not necessarily give him personnel control, and he needs to understand that that's not going to happen. But I think he wants, just like Brady, he's a veteran quarterback, an inquisitive, millennial-style veteran quarterback who wants to be, you know, consulted with these decisions, perhaps. I think at the very least, Jim, what happened was they decide to release Jordy Nelson, who's Aaron Rodgers' top target, Aaron Rodgers' best friend on the team, and they also get rid of his quarterback's coach. You know, I mentioned Ben Roethlisberger and the retirement stuff with Tom Brady. I think there's a Ben Roethlisberger comparison that works here, too. Remember when Bruce Arians was let go, or, you know, quote-unquote retired in Pittsburgh, and they brought in Todd Haley? This is not a situation that made Ben Roethlisberger happy. And I think this is the same thing for Aaron Rodgers, where they are having some circumstances changing for him this offseason. It's taking him a little bit out of his comfort zone, and he probably doesn't like it. I don't blame him. None of us like change, especially when you're, you know, if you're wildly successful like Aaron Rodgers. If you feel like you're the face of the franchise, you don't want to deal with change when it's not something that you're the impetus for. And so from that perspective, I think he's trying to send a message. I think ultimately it falls on deaf ears, though, because as you know, besides the fact that the Packers are publicly owned, sort of, you know, this is a situation where they have to do what's best for the team, but they do have to tread a little bit lightly because this is a future contract negotiation bomb waiting to happen if you really make Aaron Rodgers mad.
Will Brinson joining us. I agree with you, Will. I mean, they do have to do what's best for the team, but what's best for the team might be giving the quarterback some input, given who that quarterback is and what he knows. It might be not aggravating your franchise quarterback, but then again, they don't have to, right? Because he's under contract for 2 years, and then they can franchise him each of the 2 years after the fact. They've got the hammer. He doesn't. But what about this angle, Will? What about Jimmy Graham? If Jimmy Graham has a huge year, does it all just go away? And then conversely, if Graham does not have a big year, does it become an even bigger issue?
100%. You know, if you take Jordy Nelson and you get rid of him, and as Jason Lock and Ford pointed out on the podcast with me this morning, let's say you bring in Odell Beckham instead of Jimmy Graham. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers is complaining publicly, or is he like, hey, man, I really love what you guys have done from a personnel standpoint? Yeah, if Jimmy Graham catches 12 to 15 touchdowns and is a dynamic red zone threat, and Davante Adams remains that outside weapon, and the offense start, you know, really gets going and clicks in an MVP style fashion for Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to be complaining come January of 2019. Now, if it's a sinking ship, if it's a disaster, and the offense isn't good, and Jimmy Graham struggles to really be an impact player, then I think you'll see him become a little more frustrated. And Jim, I wouldn't be surprised at all, because we've seen this from the Packers out of the gate, maybe a slow start. It wouldn't be surprising to see some coded vague messages from Rodgers if the Packers aren't an explosive offense in September.
Will Brinson, senior NFL writer for CBS Sports, joining us. You mentioned Odell Beckham. Will, what about Dez Bryant? Now, Dez Bryant says he does not want to play in Green Bay, but he would be very interested in playing with the Giants. What kind of a market do you think there will be for Dez Bryant?
It's going to be the opposite of what Dez thinks it is. He thinks he is... I mean, if you read that article on 247 Sports from Mike Fisher, you come away, not to rip Dez here, Jim, but you come away with a sense that the guy's a little bit delusional. He didn't want to play for the Patriots because it wouldn't be special to win a Super Bowl with the Patriots. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Dez, but if you want to win a Super Bowl, you should really consider the Packers or the Patriots, even though you once lost a playoff game in Green Bay. I mean, to me, this is a situation where the Cowboys, because they waited so long to cut him, he is now facing a market that's going to be pretty restricted. There's not a ton of money out there. Teams have largely set their depth charts going into the draft. Teams are going to wait and probably see what they can get in the draft at a cheaper cost than Dez, and he's just not a number one anymore. So I would be really surprised if he comes out of this with a big contract or in a situation where he is the preeminent wide receiver on the team. I think Dez is going to probably have to swallow his pride, take a lesser role, take less money. And if it were me, I would take a lesser role and less money on a team like New England or a team like Green Bay.
And when he takes less money and a lesser role, trust me, he's not going to be happy about it no matter where it is, especially given who the guy is. Now, Will, we're about a week away from the NFL draft, a little bit more than that. So anything you hear right now, you got to take it with a grain of salt. I mean, take, for instance, the case of Josh Rosen. You know, there's so many different reports about this guy. Reports that he's too smart, he's got too many interests outside of football, that Miami is, quote, obsessed with this guy. Ultimately, what is your sense of what those think at the top of the draft about Rosen? Are there genuine concerns that he has all these issues, or a team's trying to deflate his value, hoping that he will fall? What do you think happens with him?
I think ultimately he goes in the top six pick. Jim, I can't see a situation where any of the big four quarterbacks fall that far, because unless Cleveland, if we get quarterbacks to go 1 and 3 or 1, 2, and 3, Cleveland is going to be in a power pole position at 4. And I would be stunned if they can stay there instead of taking the bounty of picks they get in return. And then I think you're going to see a similar setup for maybe the Broncos and maybe the Colts at 5 and 6, depending on how things play out. I just think teams are going to trade up for those quarterbacks if they fall. And I don't believe for a second that when these teams ultimately watch film and look at Josh Rosen and see what he can do as a pocket passer who can make an impact in 2018 and beyond, certainly, I don't think that any of that millennial stuff, any of that inquisitive stuff is going to be a problem. I mean, look, this is what Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are doing now. And I get that they weren't doing it necessarily coming into the league, but Josh Rosen is just a dude who wants to know why. That's a good thing from a coachability standpoint if you find the right fit. Now, maybe Cleveland's not the right fit. Maybe the Jets aren't the right fit. We'll find out. I just don't see him dropping, because quarterback is too important in this league, and too many teams are too desperate right now. Jim, I think you could make a case half of the league, half of the teams in the first half could potentially draft a quarterback just because of veteran situation, whether it is the Chargers, the Patriots, the Cardinals, the Ravens, I mean, the Steelers, all of these teams are going to be interested. It's going to be a pure economic play here that's going to get them drafted high.
It seems to me, Will, there's a lot of reasons. Maybe you might not like Josh Rosen. Maybe you've got concerns about his durability. Maybe there are other questions. But the fact that maybe he is inquisitive or is too smart, that's like the worst reason imaginable. What? Me, I'm not going to take the dumb quarterback. I'm going to take a smart quarterback. Last thought, Will. You have never been afraid to tackle the tough issues of the day, both in the NFL and outside of it. So let me hit you with this. Grocery shopping with headphones. Is that okay? And if it is okay, is that a blanket approval for such a move? Or are there some warnings and conditions that come along with it?
It is okay, but there are absolutely warnings, Jim. Look, you can, in a major metropolitan area, grocery shop away with your headphones, but you got to be prepared to deal with the consequences of not staying within the mustard and the mayonnaise. I mean, if you're out here banging into old ladies with a shopping cart because you're listening to the Jim Rome podcast or the Pick Six podcast, then you got to have your privileges revoked. I mean, that's just the bottom line, and you got to be a little careful too. If you're in a small town, you can't go offending the mayor or maybe your banker when you're breezing by them through the salad dressing aisle, trying to jam out to something on Spotify.
There are consequences. There are repercussions. Man, do it responsibly. I could not agree more. A senior NFL writer for CBS Sports, the host of the Pick Six podcast, Will Brinson, very much on his game a week out of the NFL draft. Great job, Will. Good to get caught up. Thank you.
Always good, Jim. Thanks, man.